Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Girl with a Sniper Rifle, an Eastern Front Memoir by Yulia Zhukova, translated by David Foreman, foreword by Martin Pegler, narrated by Krista Lewis. Foreword. I doubt that anyone who listens to this book by Yulia Konstantinovna Zhukova will have heard of her. She was not a high-scoring sniper like Lyudmila Pavlichenko or a poster girl like Rosa Shanina, but one of the hundreds of anonymous women snipers whose stories did not make newspaper headlines but who contributed materially to the defeat of the invading German armies. Zhukova came from a staunchly patriotic Soviet family, and she volunteered to work in an engineering factory as soon as she left school. In late 1944, she went to the Central Women's Sniper School in Moscow, from which she graduated and was promptly sent to the East Prussian front. There, her official tally as a sniper for the war was 8, although, as she correctly points out, reality and official figures often varied widely. This could make the reader ask how her experiences were worthy of an entire book, but that would be to miss the essence of what is a truly fascinating account of the experiences of a very young girl caught up in what was arguably the most savage and bestial fighting on any front since the Middle Ages. Despite her extensive sniper training, she was later transferred to a howitzer regiment in an infantry role, where she was the only woman. She had no privacy and was constantly molested. Not by her own comrades, who were fiercely protective of her, but by senior officers, who regarded the availability of women soldiers almost as a perk of rank. Of equal interest is the continuation of her story in the hard post-war years, when she suffered from post-traumatic stress for 30 years in the form of terrible nightmares and a total mental block about her past. Her first regimental reunion in 1975 was not only to open the floodgates of repressed memory, but also effect a form of therapy, and she was finally able to acknowledge with pride the part she played in the defense of her homeland. Bearing in mind the extraordinary age at which she began writing her memoir, it is fascinating not only for the detail in which she covers her training and combat experience, but how she coped with being a woman in an almost exclusively male environment. It is a quite remarkably open and honest account of war, as seen from the viewpoint of a naive girl of 18, but with the hindsight of a mature woman who, despite everything, went on to become a successful head teacher, a wife and mother. Most impressively, Zhukova writes without blame or rancor, and is even happy to correct her story when evidence in the form of long-forgotten letters she wrote were produced that contradicted her memory. This is one of the very best memoirs of the great patriotic war that I have read, and I congratulate Yulia Zhukova and the publishers on producing a quite outstanding work. Martin Pegler. Preface to the English edition. Today I turned 92 years of age. I am sitting in my study in front of a computer and recalling how much time I spent here when I was working on my reminiscences of the war and how hard that book was for me to write. It is now over 70 years since the war ended, but it is still alive within me, a disturbing and exciting presence. I would very much like to forget it, to banish from my memory the horrors I experienced as an 18-year-old girl. I remember that when I returned home from the front in August 1945, the first thing I did was to destroy almost everything that could remind me about it, even the letters I had written to my parents from the front and those which frontline friends had sent to me. All that remained were a forage cap, some epaulets, and a few photographs. I could not bring myself to dispose of them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?